It's said Wisconsin Supreme Court elections are nonpartisan in name only, and that seems more true now than ever. What does a former justice of the High Court think of this trend? We turn to Jeanine Geske, who served on the court from 1993 to 1998. Justice, thanks very much for being here.
Thank you, Frederica. It's my pleasure to be here.
So
what do I think? Go ahead.
I mean, do you think we've come fully out of the gates with these just being, you know, kind of partisan politics now?
Well, it appears that way. It appears that way by everything from endorsements to the money being put in to people talking about what their values and their beliefs are. And it looks like, I think, to the electorate that people are running on issues on how they're going to vote. And to me, that is much more a legislative partisan race than it is a Supreme Court race. And so I find it very distressing.
I want to talk more about that, but also relay to the viewers and remind them that Judge Protasiewicz is campaigning as a supporter of abortion rights and says that the legislative maps are rigged. She maintains that voters want to know where people stand. But again, you don't think so.
Well, the problem with that, and I understand her, I mean, we all have our own beliefs. The problem is whether people believe it to be a signal on how she's going to vote on the issue. And that's all fine if that's your values. But if you're taking a note that you will follow the law, regardless of where it leads you in opinion, even if it's inconsistent with what you might vote for, that's what a judge should do. And so I think both candidates are doing that in different ways of indicating or hinting where they may vote. And I have no doubt that both of them would take their roles seriously, but the electorate is going to believe that the issue is on the ballot as opposed to the candidate. And we want judges that are going to look at each case independently and look at it, and whether their supporters like it or not, come to the conclusion that they believe is right.
So former Justice Kelly isn't exactly nonpartisan. He has worked for both the state and national Republican parties, and including advising on the fake elector scheme here in Wisconsin. And yet he does say that this virtue signaling, as we've discussed, makes Judge Protasiewicz not committed to the constitutional order. And you think that's fair?
No, I think both candidates are doing it in different ways. And I think that there are not people who are downing where Justice Kelly indicates he might be on issues. He's doing it in different ways, and he shows it in different ways about how he's worked and who he's represented and what issues he's taken on. I think that, you know, the question we have to ask them is, if your legal conclusion comes to a different result than what you're advocating now, are you willing to do that? And if you can't, then you shouldn't sit on the cases. And so I think that they're both giving sort of the feeling about where they are on issues. And, you know, there's nothing wrong with that as long as voters understand that their oath is to decide, sometimes inconsistently with what they might believe.
Does it seem like a charade then to suggest that neither side would, quote, legislate from the bench?
Well, I don't think it's a charade. I'm not doubting the integrity of the candidates. What I'm concerned about is how the campaigns get shaped so that people believe that's what we're electing. You know, and an example of that, we can point to Justice Kelly's view to Justice Hagedorn. And when he's referring to Justice Hagedorn, he talks about him not being trustworthy and not being reliable because he wasn't reliably conservative, which means that Justice Hagedorn came to a different legal conclusion than perhaps Justice Kelly would. You know, we can't be calling people that some people call them traitors. I don't know that Justice Kelly has done that, but certainly indicated that he is profoundly disappointed in Justice Hagedorn on the results of his votes on cases. And I think people have to understand that you have to do that when you're a judge, and that people may not always be happy with the result.
What happened to the days of candidates for the Supreme Court saying they couldn't talk about that because that issue might come before them? It sounds almost quaint today.
Well, it was. I mean, it wasn't quaint. It was really true. And, you know, there are times that I've publicly talked about cases that my vote was not consistent with what I would have done if I were voting at the ballot box. And there are times sometimes I would write a concurrence or another opinion saying, I wish the legislature would look at this and change things, but this is the way I interpret it as a judge. I think, you know, the risk that people are going to think that you're electing people who are going to deliver a vote for you is unfortunate. And I'm actually becoming an advocate for appointment of judges. I think we've gone way over the line of trying to elect fair and impartial judges that people can have confidence in.
What does all of this mean, including the high stakes, high spending nature of this race, reportedly projected to be the most expensive judicial election in the United States? What does all this mean for the integrity, in your mind, of the court?
I think it really impacts the integrity of the court and the faith people have in the independence of the judiciary. And it ripples all the way down to the trial courts. I mean, it's not just the Supreme Court that people are going to think that judges respond to their supporters and that certain party's going to win because of who is sitting in the bench on the bench. This is not what our founders wanted when they made Wisconsin a state where we elected judges. I think they wanted judges who were involved in their communities, that were out, that people respected and knew and committed their lives to public service. And now we've got these ads and things giving us the sense that we're electing people who are going to represent certain interests.
Jeanine Geske, we leave it there. Thanks very much for your thoughts.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.